Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in. NFL Week 17 Gambling Picks. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
And this is Winning Cures Everything. Of course, you can find us at winningcureseverything.com. You can find all of our picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, leave us some comments. Tell us which picks you like this week, which ones you don't. It is always a difficult week to figure out what the motivations will be for some of these teams. And so it's more just a coin flip this week, and we'll see what happens. So the show is always brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got six incredible sports books, along with great golf courses, great steakhouses, great concerts, and comedians that are coming through town all the time. You can find all that information over at tunicatravel.com. And we're also brought to you by smackapparel.com. Go over there, use promo code WIN, W-I-N. You get 20% off your order. Anything over 40 bucks, any order over 40 bucks is going to ship for free. They got great gear, great shirts, great merch, etc. from all your favorite pro and college teams. It's really good stuff. Smackapparel.com, promo code WIN will get you 20% off. Let's go ahead and fire in. We're not going to have DJ this week. So we're just doing picks, and we're going to make it fairly quick for you.
That's Chris, right.
I'm going to let you go ahead and start us off here. What do you have for pick number one?
Pick number one. I think Vegas is wrong. I think they have read this game inappropriately. Now, maybe they have information that I don't. I'm guessing. But I'm going to Baltimore. And I think these guys are going to play. They've got home field advantage throughout the playoffs locked up. They are going to get the first week bye. If you listen to our preview show, you've already heard me rant about this. I don't think these coaches want players to have 2 weeks off in a row. I think it's bad for them to sit around and not play football for 2 weeks. Practicing is not playing, and I think playing matters. I think they're going to show up. I also think it doesn't matter, second string, third string, practice squad guys. Steelers aren't scoring on anybody.
Yeah.
They're just not, okay? So if you can get in field goal range enough for Justin Tucker to slap a few through, you're going to win this game. It's a one-point line. You're picking a winner. Give me Baltimore. I think these guys play, and I think if they play, they win like they've beat everybody else pretty handily. I mean, 17, 20 points. I mean, that's just what they've been doing to everybody. That's not the elite teams.
I am siding with you here. I'm going to take that as well. I'm putting $100 on you. You're doing $100 on each of your games.
Yeah, I quit messing with the money a while back
because we got a routine.
We started with $4,000 and it was way too much, and we didn't handle this thing right.
So. Yep, you got that right. So at $100 each on that, I've got $100 on it with the Ravens as well. I think even if they do play RG3 and a bunch of backups, they're still going to be able to outscore the Steelers because, I mean, James Conner got another injury. Juju hadn't been playing that much. Nope. They just got dudes hurt everywhere. Mason Rudolph got a shoulder thing now. Duck, even if he's healthy, I mean, he's going to give the ball to the other team now. So,
he's not good.
No.
It's not good.
No, you're
we
right.
We got to start him because he didn't kill us. Careful with that.
This line opened at the Ravens -3, and it's been bet all the way down to 1. It's at a pick 'em at 5 dimes.
Yeah, there are some sharps out there that fully believe the Ravens don't care. They've locked everything up, so they're going to rest guys.
This is a rivalry game, too.
Yes, you know? You're right. Yeah, if you're going to keep somebody out of the playoffs, you want it to be this team. But I just don't. I don't know that the teams that have everything locked up, the bye week's locked up. Now, if you're fighting for a bye week, you want that bye week. You're fighting like hell for that. But if you've got the bye locked up, I don't know that many of these coaching staffs and front offices want your guys to be have 2 weeks off.
Yeah, I mean, you get out of your routine. It's just it's not a good thing. All right, so we're both taking Ravens minus one here. I like that. First game for me, let's see, write my time down here. I am going Redskins plus 10.5 at the Cowboys, putting $100 on that. I don't think this Cowboys team is good enough right now, even if they come out fired up. The Redskins are still fighting. I don't think they're good enough to beat this team by more than 10 points. So I'm going to take the Skins plus the 10.5 here. It makes no sense to me. And actually, I'm looking at the board now. I mean, there's several spots where you can get it at 11 or 11.5. But I'll take it at the 10.5, which is where it is at most places. I think the Skins come out fired up. This is not for seeding or anything like that in the NFL draft anymore. I think the Skins want to get a win. It's a rivalry game, you know, and I wonder how dejected the Cowboys are after losing last week. And so give me the Skins.
Yeah, I like that pick. I like that pick. All right, next game up for me, San Francisco going to Seattle. I think Seattle's a little banged up right now. They are a little bit of a shell of themselves. Reports are they are trying to sign Marshawn Lynch for the playoff roster. Marshawn's not going to help you this week when the 49ers come up there. And you just got blowed out by Brett Hundley. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I can't help you much. I think the 49ers are going to beat you up. Also, this is a team that ended their winning streak. They were the last undefeated team. They went into San Francisco. They took it from them, and that started the gauntlet that they kind of went on. And they win this, and they are home field throughout, number one seed overall in the NFC. It all goes through Santa Clara, and I think that's going to happen. I think they're going to beat Seattle pretty bad. I'm not afraid to lay in the 3 points.
I'm with you on that one as well. I'm putting $100 on that one. For all the exact reasons that you just gave. Like, I love the 49ers here.
As of right now, Chris Carson's not playing. I think, I don't remember if Penny's playing, another running back. But, I mean, they've got a list, a litany of guys that are banged up and hurt for Seattle right now. I love Russell Wilson, and he can't do it by himself.
No, sure can't. This, like, if there is no running game, obviously, like, that probably leads you into what your strength is anyway, which is Russell Wilson, but they're going to be able to get pressure on him all day.
I think so.
Next game up for me, I'm going to go to New York, and I'm taking the Giants plus 4.5 against the Eagles. I think the Eagles put everything they had into that game against the Cowboys. Yes, they still have to get the win, but pressure can sometimes get to people. I understand that the Eagles showed up a little bit, but I think a lot of that was Dallas not showing up. And I think the Giants are playing really, really well right now. I don't know that they get the win, but 4.5 seems like too much for me. I would take I'm going to go with the Giants to cover this 4.5. I think this is a field goal kind of game. And, I mean, these two teams played to overtime in Philly just a few weeks ago, and that was with Eli Manning at quarterback. I think with a healthy Daniel Jones, you got more options. You got a better passer right now. Like, maybe not over the span of a career, but – Daniel Jones has shown that he can fling that thing around. I like the Giants plus 4.5 here for $100.
There you go. All right. I think the Bears-Vikings game is going to matter to the Vikings next week. We're trying to predict the future. We're recording this on Monday, Christmas Eve. And I think they're going to need it. I also think the Bears can't score when anybody difficult plays them a little bit of defense. And this is going to be it. I'm calling it for the Mitchell Trubisky era in Chicago. This will be his swan song. He'll go out like a flame, and the Vikings are going to handle it right now. Now, we are recording this before the Vikings play. The line that we are able to find is 7.
Yes.
So that's the line I'm using. I have no idea what that line will actually be when time comes, but I can only go with what I want it or with what I can find. And I'm seeing 7 across the board. I'm gonna lay the 7. I think the Vikings kind of beat up on the Bears.
I think the Chiefs showed that you don't have to put up a ton of points to be able to cover 7 against the Bears, because they're not going to be able to score.
Well, because they're going to struggle to score 3.
Yeah, I mean, it's that was such an ugly game Good gracious, the Bears look so
bad. Chiefs defense, not as good as it looked on Sunday night.
No, and definitely not as good as the Vikings defense.
Not close.
I'll tell you that right now. Next game up for me. I am rolling over to Carolina. I'm going to take the Saints minus 13 at the Panthers. The Saints still have to get that bye, still have to win. They're going to play their guys in order to get the bye. And I think that they are going to do that. I mean, you win this, you get to 13 wins on the season. Pretty good record. Pretty good to win 13 out of 16, right? Not too shabby. Drew Brees.
Considering you missed four games of your quarterback.
Five. Missed five.
Five, yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was five, that's right.
And so missed five with Brees. I think Brees comes out and smacks these guys around. The Panthers look like they are just done with this season. They're ready for the offseason. We talk all the time about, you know, there's still guys fighting for jobs and all this kind of stuff. Look, I think they've been through so much this year that they just don't even care. Like, they're just done. I mean, they got just whipped by a terrible Colts team last week. The Colts have been decent all year, don't get me wrong, but the Colts were missing so many guys that to go out and get embarrassed like that, I mean, it kind of shows you a little something about their motivation. I don't think they care about this. I think the Saints do. They're going to come out. Michael Thomas is going to keep adding to that record that he set last week, which was the number of receptions in a season. And he'll have, you know, 10 in this game, whatever it is. And they're going to put up some points. They will win by more than the 13 here. Give me Saints minus 13 for $100 against the Panthers.
Love that pick. I'm going the exact same way. I think the Saints are, they are, we talked about it. You talked about it. They're fighting for that two seed. It matters, and the Panthers are just done. They are just not. They don't know what to do right now offensively.
Yeah,
and that makes it really really hard to win football games. I mean, it makes it virtually impossible. So all the things you said, I'm riding with that same pick. Saints minus 13.
Who you got for your last pick?
Last pick. This is a bit of I need the Broncos in this game. Before the season started, I made a lot of over-under bets on a bunch of teams. Did really well with that, by the way. Went through those tickets last night to see what I'm throwing away, what I can already cash, what I need to a couple of W's to get by. And I got a big Broncos over 7 wins ticket. I need a win here. I need a big win. They've looked so much better since. Oh my gosh, I'm really doing bad with names today.
Drew Lock.
You see, I'm glad that you know who I'm thinking of. since Drew Lock has taken over this offense, this team looks great. The defense looks so invigorated, amazing. They don't have to be on the field for, you know, 75 snaps a game. And the defense is really good. That's incredible. It's like the best way to play defense is to not play defense. And Phillip Lindsay just looks like all I need is a little bit of help, and I can be one of these running backs that everybody talks about. And he didn't get it. No matter who the quarterback was for the last 2 years, he didn't get it. And he's got it now. And he is running like a champ. I'm telling you, I know the Raiders still have a hope at a playoff spot and the Broncos have nothing to play for, but this is a divisional game. And, Denver is – they're not going to want to lose at home to the Raiders. They are going to come out. They're going to fight like hell. And I think Phillip Lindsay is going to run Rupshaw minus 4. I need this push. I need this win right here. I'm winning something on this game. And I'm pushing a ticket and getting my money back.
All right. So, will you? What's the line that you got on it?
4. I got minus 4.
All right. I'll go on and give you minus 3.5 because it's,
can you find it 3.5?
You can find it minus 3.5 at. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pretty much across the board.
Everywhere.
Holy crap!
One place I looked was minus.
Yep. But there's multiple books that have it minus 3.5. So I'll give you that.
There you go.
My last game here, I'm going to take the Browns minus 2.5 at the Bengals. I think the Bengals are just about done with this season. They gave their last gasp effort in Miami and got whipped. I think that the Browns are significantly better than Miami. It's at -2.5 across the board. It opened at -3. I think the Browns, you know, there's still a little bit of pride here. And you lose to Cincy, and it's just fire everybody. And they're probably going to fire everybody anyway. But there's all this talk about Urban Meyer coming in. There's all this talk about Urban Meyer will at least be an advisor for the coaching search. Like, all of this.
Urban just taking money from everybody.
Believe that.
Why are people asking his opinion?
Well, I think we can understand why the Haslams would ask it, right? I mean, good gracious. Jimmy Haslam just doesn't know what to do with this football team. And
but he's got too many front office people already. He doesn't need another person to tell him what to do. He needs one person. The problem is the Browns are – look, I'm going to crap on your point here for a minute, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm going to crap on your pick. They're going to lose this game. They're absolutely going to lose this game because that team has – quit, the very definition of quit. They've quit on Freddie, and they've quit on Baker, by the way. I think these receivers bought into him before the season started, and with this guy's firing, he's going to defend us, and he's going to this, and he's going to that. And no, he can't get me the ball. And so it doesn't matter how much he fights for me in the press conference. He can't get me the damn ball. We are all suffering because this guy can't hit open throws, and that moron on the sideline doesn't know what he's doing either. And I think this team has quit completely. The Bengals have been sandbagging everything, and now they've locked up what they want to lock up. They get Mr. Joseph Burrow, #1 overall, and that's all they want in this world. They've already got their Christmas present. The next thing they get to do is just poop all over the Browns before it's all over with. That this is the most Browns year that you're ever going to have. Before, they've been boring and terrible and not interesting to talk about. And then they went out and they spent all this money and they got all this flash. They talked all this noise and I was part of it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then they did exactly what we expect the Browns to do. They just kept losing. Over and over again, Baker Mayfield had to come out with more and more second press conferences after the first press conferences to apologize or to explain or whatever the things that he says. Because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
He's also not very good at football, by the way. He's been figured out by everybody out there. That vaunted Cardinals defense that's 31 or 32 in the league in every statistical category held him to almost nothing.
Yeah. No, yeah. I understand where you're coming from.
That organization is bad. Oh, and so let me get back to the Haslams, by the way.
Go ahead.
I'm going to end this rant after that.
I've already given my pick, so like we're just ending on this.
That guy's got four or five different people in that front office that are all advising him, and all of them want to do something different. You have a pro talent wins over everything else guy in Dorsey picking players, but there's no plan. There's no build a culture. There's no, we need this type of guy and this type of guy. It's just, who's the best athlete? Let's go get that guy. And then you've got other guys that are like former baseball guys that are all analytics driven that are trying to do things. And if you want to go all analytics, go analytics, but you can't have a toe here and a toe here and a toe here and try to piecemeal a team. Because then you have no team. You just have everybody who has a different section of the program all built in their likeness. But you've got this weird Picasso painting that doesn't make any sense to anybody.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a painting, that'd be one thing.
You've got some moron from Alabama who can barely put two sentences together. That's running the thing. We're gonna let him drive this. By the way, this is the genius behind it all right here. And why did we pick this moron? Because our rookie quarterback, a guy that's 20 something years old, he's never started in this league ever, other than last year. 1 year in, we're gonna let him decide who the head coach is gonna be for this offense, this team. That makes a lot of sense.
It's the difference between the NFL and the NBA. With the NBA, you got to have somebody that your guys get along with. Because there's only five guys on the court, so each one of them matters big time. Yeah. In the NFL,
They don't. The star matters in the NBA.
That's where I'm going from. If you got LeBron, you're going to be pretty good. If you got Giannis, you're going to be pretty good in the NBA.
And you're going to listen to those guys.
Yeah, and you're listening to them because you have to keep them on your roster. You have to keep them playing. They are all entitled and empowered. In the NFL, it's not the case. You need all of your 53-man roster, you need them all together as well, but you need an adult in the room. You don't need somebody that's buddies with your quarterback. You need somebody that's going to actually coach him. And that's where the Browns got into trouble with this. I do still think they've got more talent than the Bengals. I think they're going to play better. I think they're going to win this ball game.
They've had more talent than every team they lost to.
Well, not every. But, I mean, there's very few teams in this
league.
They're
significantly more talented than the Patriots from top to bottom on just a talent thing. If you were going to take college recruiting rankings and rank these guys as athletes on what they are in the league, they're significantly more talented than a team like the Patriots that have the number two overall seed in the AFC.
You have a valid point. But this is the difference between
culture and plan and one person's vision. You don't have to be Bill. You don't have to be a genius. But everybody's vision in the building has to be the same.
Look at the Eagles. I mean, they're about to make the playoffs for what? How many years in a row is this?
I don't know, but it's been a while, and
But they're all on the same page. They all get it. They go out. They play to a standard. It's not always great. They got a bunch of guys hurt, but it's not this varying up and down thing every single week.
And that is one unison vision, and that's not even the head coach. That's the GM in Philadelphia who has one vision, and he's built this team in the likeness and the way in which he wants to build it.
Yeah.
And you just don't have that in Cleveland. You don't. If Dorsey got to build the team 100% and had all say in everything, then it might look a lot like it still looks, but I think there would be different parts to it, and they would still be doing some things differently.
I think there'd be a different coach.
Yeah, probably. If the analytics guys were able to run it the way they would, the team would look drastically different. But at the end of the day, Jimmy's biggest problem, Mike Lombardi worked for this man, okay? And Lombardi talks on his podcast all the time about how Jimmy will sit and listen to anybody and ask them about his team. He will walk up to strangers in a coffee shop and ask them about his team and what they think he needs. The story about the homeless guy saying, "You gotta take Johnny." That happened. Not only did that happen, he listened.
Yeah, that's a problem.
He doesn't know what to do, and he thinks the gathering of information. See, I'm a very big gathering of knowledge from lots of different places to solve problems, and I'm okay with that. But at the end of the day, one person has to be the decision maker, and that person has to be the decision maker for all of the decisions. Yeah. It can't be you make these decisions, and this guy's going to make these decisions, and this lady over here is going to make these decisions. No. At the end of the day, the buck has to stop with the same person. It doesn't stop with Jimmy, and he's got too many different people running too many different aspects of the Browns. So bringing Urban in, it's not going to help the problem. That's just going to be another guy giving his opinion and his voice to it.
Yeah. The only thing that will change with the Browns is if they get a new owner. That's the only thing.
But I don't even know that they need a new owner. At some point in time, somebody has to be strong enough to walk into the room and tell Jimmy, "You want my opinion on the team. My opinion is you have way too many Chiefs. You just have way too many Chiefs and not enough Indians."
Is Urban Meyer strong enough to be able to do that?
I don't know that Urban wants to do that, because then Urban Meyer's pick. The problem is if you do that, I would walk in and I would say, I'm not saying I have to be the guy, but you have to placate all ownership of the team to one person.
Yeah.
And that person has to build this thing in their likeness with their plan. And I don't care who it is. It might not be me. But if it's going to be me, it's got to be all me. And you've got to give me multiple. First, I've got to tell you my plan so you have an idea of what it's going to look like. And then you've got to be okay where if there's some ups and downs, you can deal with those.
Yeah.
But I would tell you the first thing I would want to do if I got to take over the general manager of the Browns, I don't know if anybody's still listening at all, they probably don't care. But if I got to play God and I got to be the general manager of the Browns, the first thing I would do is I would be very honest with Jimmy about my thoughts and opinions on Baker. And it would be, I'm not saying that he is a bust, but I think it would be very valuable to bring in somebody who will give him very big competition. And I'm going to tell you this, you know how I feel, and I've made this statement multiple times. A guy that I think in this year's draft that will cost you nothing is Ian Book.
Yeah.
And I would bring him in, and I would make it very clear to Baker, and just like every other person on the team, everybody on the 53-man roster, nobody's job is sacred. Everybody's replaceable. We're all competing every day. And if he beats you, he beats you. I don't care that you were the number one overall pick.
I do like your point there. I do like that.
And maybe that's what Baker needs. Baker had to fight for everything he got in college. You know that? He always had to fight to earn that spot. And then because he was the first overall pick, he was just given the spot. This is the first time he's ever been given anything on a podium.
But no. Look. He played really well last year. Yeah. But he was not the starter coming into the season.
Started as a backup. That's right. This is the first year he's been handing it to him on a podium. And he knew it was his before the season started. That's the first time in his life that that's ever happened.
And maybe Hugh Jackson was onto something. Like, we don't want to give
Hugh credit. We're not going to give Hugh credit for that, okay?
But, I mean, just saying.
I just think there's something to him having to fight for stuff. Maybe he's not the bust. My problem is, mechanically, he does not look good.
No.
And he can be figured out. And that's what worries me. Is he put together 6 to 7 games last year that he looked unbelievable. But, man, that's a real small sample size. And this entire season, man, there's not one game where he looked great. Now, even in that Ravens game where they kicked the crap out of him, Chubb ran for like 300 yards on him.
Yeah. No, that's you're 100% right about that. 100% right about that. All right. That is going to wrap up our NFL Week 17 picks. We'll be back next week with the playoffs and whatnot. We hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
happy
folks.
Happy holidays, all that kind of stuff. Of course, go over to winningcureseverything.com. Go to smackapparel.com. Use promo code WIN. You'll get 20% off your order. And any order over $40 is going to ship for free. And go to tunicatravel.com. Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They bring you the show every single time. They have been fantastic to us. They'll be fantastic to you. I promise it is worth a visit. Go down and check it out. Make sure you enter in the picks contest over at winningcureseverything.com. Great prizes from Tunica. Always a good time. I think that's going to wrap it up. Anything else?
No, sir.
That's
Have a good
it.
One, brother.
Have a good week, everybody. We will see you all again next week. Hopefully, it is profitable for you. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.